This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels on Thursday released a video purportedly showing some of the more than 300 schoolboys abducted last week from a government boarding school in the northwestern town of Kankara. The more than six-minute-long video was released on social media. It appears to show the captors speaking to a group of boys in a wooded area. In the video, one of the captors tells one boy to repeat the kidnapper's demands that the government call off its troops and aircraft hunting for them. Hundreds of boys were abducted by the Islamic extremists from the government science secondary school in northern Nigeria's Katsina state. According to the site intelligence group, the rebels' leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video claiming responsibility for the attack that Boko Haram kidnapped the schoolboys because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. An Islamist militant who opened fire aboard a high-speed train traveling through northern Europe but was overpowered by three Americans before killing anyone has been sentenced to life in jail by a French court on Thursday. Moroccan national Ayoub El-Khazani was heavily armed when he launched his attack moments after the train crossed into France from Belgium in August of 2015. The attack was thwarted by passengers, among them three Americans, two of whom were in the military at the time, who rushed Khazani and disarmed him. Russia will not be able to use its name, flag, or anthem at the next two Olympics or at any world championships for the next 2 years after a ruling Thursday by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The Lausanne-based court halved the four-year ban proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a landmark case that accused Russia of state-ordered tampering of a testing laboratory database.